All right, guys, welcome to the podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you're listening to. This is the fifth and final episode for the series of success, and this one is going to be all about just embracing happiness and well-being. That will be the last thing that I kind of gauge on how you feel success, or at least how I feel success. So with that being said, let's move into the episode. Okay, so since this is the final part, basically the way that I look at it is, you know, when it comes to success, it's basically synonymous with happiness and overall well-being. Because if you take a look at the previous episodes here, again, if you haven't listened to episode 1 to 4, those are the other ways that I kind of gauge and acknowledge like success in my life and also other people that I've talked to. And this is the final step, you know, for me. And it really just comes down to when you feel success, you're generally feeling happiness and overall well-being, right? And this happens at, I want to say it's not like, one point I want to make about this is, at least even when I look on my past life so far, you feel this at different stages in life with different accomplishments, different achievements. And it's not like once you find happiness or once you find well-being, that it's just that way forever. You know what I mean? Like life just does not work like that. So this is something that I would say kind of, it really depends on the flow of your life and where you currently are. But ultimately, when you have these other things, like the previous four episodes that we talked about, generally when you feel successful, you should be feeling somewhat happy and just overall your well-being should be good, right? Because when you look around you, you have these successes going on. And the crazy thing about that, and we'll talk about this a little bit later in the episode, is sometimes when you look from the outside, you see someone that is successful, you would be surprised at how many people that we deem as successful from our point of view that don't feel this genuine happiness, that they don't have this well-being because they feel like they're missing something. And that's where, you know, being mindful comes into place. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. First off, though, leading into that is pretty much, you know, the essence of joy and the role of that feeling in success. Now, when you say I'm feeling joy and, you know, I am basically happy, it's because you're defining your own personal successes. And this is why I was talking about the fact that, you know, when I go and look back on my life, and I see these like little achievements or these bigger achievements that I've made, I can look back and say like, that's genuinely made me happy that I experienced that, that I've accomplished that. And there's this kind of basically a psychological, you know, effect that it has and on your emotions. And when you have these basically experiences of these positive emotions, it makes you kind of relish in that moment and relish in the things that you've accomplished, right? Now, for me, the biggest comparison or like the way that I can explain this in my own life is when I look back, even just the most recent, right? Like I've been casting now for 2 years in esports for the professional league for Mobile Legends, right? And if I just look back on my 2 years and what I've accomplished, and I've actually done this and sat down and, you know, I've had those short and long-term goals, like I've talked about in previous episodes, and knowing what I've accomplished in these 2 years, even in my first year of casting, has generally made me very happy because it made me realize, you know, a sense of accomplishment, number one, which led to just basically a positive emotion about myself and moving forward and everything like that. And that's why I think it is so important, once again, to acknowledge the fact that you've, you know, achieved these things. Even if it's something like guys losing weight, that's a really a common thing or a lot of people go through in their life. Either they're trying to lose weight or they're trying to gain muscle or gain weight, right? Or some people are just generally trying to be healthier, but I would say a lot of people throughout their lives are either trying to do one, lose weight or gain weight, gain muscle, if you will, right? And when you start to have those progress pictures and you start to see that progress in the gym being made or on the scale or in terms of lifting a certain amount of weight, when you're achieving those goals, it should be making you feel happy, right? You should be having these positive emotions and it has this kind of just psychological effect. I mean, for most people too, even myself, when you know that you're putting in the work in the gym and even in the nutrition level and everything like that, and you see the progress being made physically in front of your eyes because it's your body, it makes you feel psychologically better, right? Like you have more confidence. These other things kind of start to fall in place. And that's why it's so important, you know, because achieving these things, like goals especially, which we talked about in another episode, it leads to basically you being able to feel happy about yourself, happy about the accomplishments that you've made. And just again, it all connects, right? Everything that we've talked about up to this point connects to the role basically of success in your life. And that's why I wanted to go into this next point, which I mentioned earlier, is basically being mindful of this, you know, nurturing contentment and practicing mindfulness. What does that mean? Well, I'm sure a lot of you know what contentment means. Like a lot of people say here in the Philippines, yeah, I'm content about this or that, but what really is contentment? You know, and how does that affect or how does that connect to success in your life? So if you were to go on Google or, you know, anywhere and look up contentment, it basically just means it's a state of happiness, and satisfaction. But I would go and say that majority of the people do not have contentment in their life. Like for some reason, with just the way that things are in today's world and this generation and everything else, it's very hard for people to say wholeheartedly, like, I am content in life. And it took me some time to get to that point. But, you know, of course, again, there's always, in it, to an extent, wanting more for yourself, for your family, for your life. And that's where kind of goals fall into place. But you also have to be able to look back on what you have, what you've accomplished, and being content with that. You know, and that's where contentment and mindfulness plays a part, because it's just, again, you have to have the gratitude, basically, for where you are in life, for what you've accomplished. And I know sometimes you might be going through the dirt. You know, you might be going through a lot of shit right now in life, and it sucks, right? It really does. But what did you accomplish before that? You know, there's people in life, myself included, where you have found success in things, then you have failed, and then it feels really bad when you're in that failed part of your life, right? And then you kind of have to go through the motions again and build yourself back up. You know, and you have to be able to look back on that journey you've been through up to this point in your life and be happy for it. You know, be happy for what you've accomplished and where you are. And if you're in that kind of shitty position in life right now and you're trying to get out of the dirt, get out of the mud, you know, that's where obviously even the things we've talked about in previous episodes, like setting goals and being mindful and all that stuff, kind of comes into play, because that's how you get out of that. You know, that's how you climb out of that area. And, you know, I would say that most people are probably going to ask, you know, how do I even practice gratitude? Like, how do I do something like that? Right? Because I can say be, you know, have gratitude about this and, you know, be mindful about that. But really, how do you apply that to your life? And so I think some of the easiest ways to just kind of practice gratitude in your life is, number one, you have to just affirm, you know, acknowledge the good things that you've received in your life, right? And again, people do this in many different ways, but sometimes that just means, you know, sitting down and thinking back of what you've been through, how before you probably used to wish, pray, hope for the things that you have now. And, you know, now in the present, you're still hoping for more, but you got to be able to look back and think about your kind of journey and, you know, affirm what you've received at this point. The other thing about that is acknowledging the people around you, you know, that provide within our lives. They bring positive energy into our life. That is another thing, because let's be honest, at some point, maybe you guys have heard the saying, you know, no man is an island, and which is basically just the concept that, you know, man, us human beings, we are social beings. You know, and that we pretty much need to interact with others throughout our life. And we can't just be isolated. Because if we do, you know, it's going to be much harder in life. And, you know, I know some people are like, well, you know, I'd prefer not to interact with people. I like to just stay home, blah, blah, blah. But really in today's life, if you do that 100% and you just kind of isolate yourself completely, life is going to be very difficult. Right? At some point or another, even from the time we were born, obviously we're interacting with, you know, our parents and human beings and whatnot. So, you know, again, everybody's life is different, and what you interact with or who you interact with in life is different. So you're going to obviously have positive energies, negative energies in your life, and you just have to be able to acknowledge the positive ones, the good ones. Focus on that. Be thankful for that. If you have a great friend in your life, a great coworker, maybe it's a family member, or maybe it's a partner, your loved ones, right? And if they bring positive energy into your life, be able to acknowledge that. Be thankful for it. Be, you know, and that's where gratitude comes from. And going into this next point here, it's again, purpose. Like, what is your purpose in life? You know, what is your purpose for living and how that kind of ties into your well-being? For me personally, you know, back then it was teaching. That's really what I felt like my purpose in life was, right? When I was teaching for 3 years, and I've talked about this before, even in my introduction episode for the podcast, talking about my life as an educator for special needs children. And, you know, really when I was set on that path and then I started teaching, I really felt like I found my place, at least my purpose in life. And it was for that time. Like now when I look back on it, you know, now that it's been, 3 years or so, when I was teaching for 2 to 3 years, like that was my purpose. That's really what I felt as my purpose in life. And I got a lot of positive energy from that and well-being. And I just felt like I was accomplishing good things. And that's what I was meant to do, right? So it really helped me stay positive in my life and propel from there. And if I would have stayed in that career, I am sure that it would have been very fruitful, right? It already was in its 2 to 3 years that I was doing it. But then unfortunately, you know, life changed for everyone during the pandemic. Right. But it did give me this kind of sense of purpose. And I feel like if you are still struggling to find exactly what is your purpose in life, it's okay. You know, that's part of the journey, figuring exactly what it is. And that doesn't mean if you find it now, that's going to be your purpose for the next, you know, 10, 20 years or the rest of your life. It could change along the way, and that's completely okay. Right. I feel like a lot of people feel like they kind of get stuck into something and they end up not liking it later on. Right. Well, it's always okay to go ahead and kind of shift gears if you need to. And, you know, bridging that in, even with my transition into first streaming and then content creation and then to esports and everything else, it was just kind of like aligning my actions with my passions. Right. And I've talked about this, like my passions in life, you know, education, obviously being a teacher was there, fitness, a part of it. And then gaming, you know, those are like my three main passions in life. And so when I was doing things at different parts of my life that kind of aligned with these passions, it just made things more fulfilling. You know, and I had this kind of purpose and I always had this idea and goal, whatever I was doing in regards to those passions. And so even with like esports or as a caster, it's like, well, I have these aspirations. I have these goals that I want to accomplish. And it set me on a path and I knew exactly what I wanted to set out to do. And once I reached those, you know, then it was like, okay, well, what's the next step? And, you know, what is this next thing or action that I need to take to continue down this line and have that purpose driven, you know, existence basically. And so moving into our last point here, this is so crucial because, and that's why I left it for the last one, because most people have a hard time balancing this. And that's balancing physical, mental, and emotional health, right? Emotional health kind of plays into the mental there, but just how I would say majority of people have a hard time with this because of just kind of how busy our lives seem to feel or come off as, or maybe they really are just that busy for some people, depending on your life. But how do you find, you know, how do you maintain a good balance between all this? Because it is difficult when some people are like, oh, I go to the gym, you know, and that helps my mental state. Well, it does, you know, for some, but also are you keeping track of your mental state and your emotions, right? Because I know a lot of people that they go to the gym 5, 6, 7 days a week and they're not the most emotionally stable, right? They're not the most emotionally healthy. So part of it is just, again, being mindful, being aware. And this is why I think meditation is such a powerful tool, guys. Like if I could recommend and it doesn't have to be a lifelong thing, but if I could recommend to people like, hey, you should practice meditating. should really look into it, because I feel like meditating, even for a brief time, really helps you build that mindfulness, that awareness, that self-awareness that you need. And it is pretty easy to go to the gym or work out or, you know, take care of your physical state of body, your physical health. But taking care of your mental and taking care of your emotional health is where a vast majority of people struggle with, right? And this is why therapists are great, you know, but there is also a lot you can accomplish if you just focus on doing some self-research, some self-teaching, if you will, you know, looking things up on how or strategies on how to take care of your mental and emotional health. And really a lot of it, once again, it does just come down to mindfulness, really. Like that's, if I could tie something into mental and emotional health, it would just be mindful, because you need to be able to be mindful enough to know where you are mentally and how to get out of that position mentally, right? One of the easiest ways to implement this, and I think just kind of achieving balance in these areas, is number one, stay active. That doesn't mean you have to go to the gym, right? If you want to take care of your physical health, stay active. You know, don't sit, especially if you're sitting at your desk all day. Like me, I work at my computer desk for a long time every day, but I make it a habit to actually go to the gym. And more often than not, I end up walking to the gym. So between the walk to the gym, the workout, and the walk back, that's about 2 hours out of my day. It's about, I want to say, 50 minutes of cardio, walking back and forth, and another hour of, you know, weights. And that is usually my routine. Now, for a lot of people, you don't have to do that. You know, if you are just going on walks, if you're just doing some home workouts, if you're doing anything, really, there's so many workouts you can do at home to stay physically fit, at least, you know, to keep your body moving. And aside from that, another thing is just, yeah, journaling, meditating. Like those are some of the easiest things to get into to keep track of your mental and emotional health, you know, and then kind of build from there. It really just kind of depends on what kind of strategies or routes you guys take for those. And that's probably something more that I can talk about in future episodes and just dedicate like a whole episode to those and how I have managed those parts of my life. But there's a whole holistic approach, you know, basically to health that really contributes to life. And I think even if, you know, I've had the pleasure to talk to some older people in my life, you know, that are in their 50s, 60s, and I ask them, you know, how do you get to this point in your life? And how do you feel success? And a lot of them said taking care of themselves was such a big one, which is obviously that physical aspect, right? Taking care of your physical allows you to also keep track of your mental and emotional health. And you don't want to be working the majority of your life and get to, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old and just be, you know, you're not together to the point where you can enjoy the fruits of your labor from life, right? Hopefully you can enjoy it before those ages too. But, you know, again, you really want to be able to balance these parts of your life so that you're the most holistic person you can be throughout the majority of your life, right? So just to summarize everything here, again, this is all about just embracing happiness and well-being and kind of rounding out that feeling of success, right? The essence of joy, the role there that it has in success, nurturing your contentment and practicing your mindfulness, guys. Contentment is so important in life to appreciate and be present, be aware in the present. And be mindful of this. Again, mindfulness through this whole series of success is something so important. So if you really want to get something out of all this, the five-part series, I would say look into being more or practicing your mindfulness, basically, right? Again, the purpose of living, having that purpose-driven life, and how that relates to your well-being. And lastly, once again, balancing the physical, mental, and emotional health in your life will pay dividends for you, all right? So keep track of that as well. And again, this is more so overviews of these points of success, so we can actually do future episodes to kind of dive into some more of these strategies for certain points. And I know, again, you guys have been messaging me personally on my socials, and I appreciate your guys' responses and some of the questions that we've been getting as well. So thank you so much. But that does conclude the series here. Like I said, this started off as just me thinking about how do I define success? Like, what is success to me and also to others that I've talked to? And these five episodes kind of encompass that in you know, a quick kind of condensed version. They're about 20 minutes each for the episodes. So hopefully along the way, when in those five episodes, someone has gotten something out of that. And I know, so like, again, like I said, you guys messaging me, I appreciate it, and that you guys are kind of learning something from this, right? So that is going to be it for this whole little five episode mini series. And hopefully you guys enjoyed it. The next episodes are going to be focusing on a couple different things that I would love to talk about. And I've gotten a lot of questions about too. Also, esports stuff is going to be picking up again, so we'll get to that. Now, I know I did talk about before episode one for this series that we will be upgrading the Suecast, and that is still in the works. It's a little bit more time is needed to kind of finalize everything and get things set up, but we will be branching off along with that as well. So I'll announce more of that when we get to it. But again, that is it for me today, guys. I hope you enjoyed the series, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day or night, and we'll see you guys in the next one.